Friends of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Echoes, we've all heard them in buildings, in caves, other places. The sound of an echo repeats what was said or heard. Easter season is one of those echoes. Echoes of the Easter message. Let's try it again. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. On this second Sunday of Easter, we're echoing the celebration of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. And the sermon hymn, the hymn of the day, where we were echoing, Alleluia, Alleluia. It means God be praised. We were praising God. Let me tell you a story. One Easter, there was a woman who came out of church, and she said to her pastor, do you think it'll make a difference with them? And the pastor was kind of dumbfounded, guarded a little bit, said, what make a difference? And she said, Easter, the fact that Jesus rose from the dead, you think it'll make a difference on Monday and Tuesday and the rest of the week? That's the question for us today. Is Easter making a difference? Will it make a difference on the rest of our week? Has it made a difference in the rest of last week? Have we echoed that difference of Jesus' resurrection through our lives and our faith? And so our text, John 20:29, Jesus said to him, that is Thomas, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus, yes, Thomas believed Jesus was resurrected because he could see him with his own two eyes and touch him with his finger. Jesus gave him that opportunity after he appeared alive to Thomas. A small group of disillusioned disciples who thought Jesus was gone forever were transformed. They were changed by his resurrection, his victory over death. And I hope that when we leave here this morning, we will be transformed and changed by the fact that Jesus did rise from the dead. And that makes a difference in our lives, in the lives of his people, and all who have that faith and echo that refrain, the victory of faith. And I'd like to talk about four points, four bullets, four ideas that emphasize the victory of our faith. And the first one, the echo, is the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. John wrote the first part of today's gospel reading, Jesus breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. God gave them the Holy Spirit to do that work, to make a difference in their lives, the difference of his resurrection. And God gives us that same power, that same Holy Spirit, to bear witness to the truth of the resurrection and the difference it makes for us. That power gives new life to people. It heals broken spirits. It comforts us in our sorrows. It gives to us the joy of our salvation. That Spirit produces obedience, faithfulness, and goodness in us as a kind of echo of the resurrection victory. Secondly, Easter, that victory of faith, echoes belief in Jesus as the Son of God. Now, if he had not been the Son of God, then It would have meant he was just another human being if he didn't rise from the dead. But because he is the Son of God, we can have hope. Not only in this life, but after death, for the life to come. And that's why John wrote his gospel account. These are written, that is, the miracles recorded in John's gospel account, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. That meant eternal life. The name Jesus means he will save his people from their sins, and that's just what he does for us as we confessed in our confession of sins and pardon or forgiveness of sins as well. And that's what Jesus does by his death and miraculous resurrection. The third nugget, the Easter victory, the victory of faith echoes, is the power of faith over sight. Sometimes we think, well, if we had been there with Jesus, if we had seen and heard him, then we would have certainly believed. But those disciples, they were with him, and they saw him and heard him, and yet they didn't believe what he had told them many times, that he would rise from the dead. They didn't believe he was alive until he showed himself to them. Well, what does John tell us? John tells us that we are blessed even if we don't see him like those first disciples saw him and were able to touch his wound. They believed. And so may we, even without that sight vision, without that evidence that they had. Nature teaches us a lesson about that. This time of year, we plant seeds in the ground. And then we wait for them to germinate, to grow. That's sort of like faith without sight. We wait for the evidence of the resurrection in our lives and our loved ones in the faith. We wait for Jesus coming again to germinate, as it would, that new life of faith that he talks about. We don't personally see the physical body of Jesus after his resurrection from the dead. Not until the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come, as we confess in our faith, in our creed. And fourth, finally, the fourth point of the victory of the resurrection that's echoed for us are Jesus' words of peace. Wow, how we want peace in our lives, don't we? Peace that replaced the fears of the disciples who were huddled together with locked doors for fear that the Jews would arrest them and do to them what they did to their leader, Jesus, put him to death. Why do we gather here as God's people in worship? Is it because we're fearful? Is it because we're fearful of God's judgment on us if we don't go to church, if we don't live right? I hope not. Jesus says to those first disciples and us, "Peace be with you." I hope we come here because we want that peace, the peace of the assurance of forgiveness of sins, the peace of the certainty of the hope of heaven. Peace. He, Jesus, may not be standing physically present here with us this morning, but he promises where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is, right smack dab in the midst of us as here this morning. He is with us in our fears, in our anxieties and troubles of life. I want to close with an illustration. A little boy had a terminal illness, and he was dying. Parents didn't tell him that, but he figured it out. And he said to his mom one day, "What's it like to die?" And mom was kind of caught off guard. But she thought a minute and she said, "You know, it's sort of like when you played outside and you'd get all tired and then you'd come in and sit and watch TV and you'd fall asleep because you were tired from all the activity. And Dad would carry you in his arms up to your bed and tuck you in. And in the morning, you'd wake up there." That's sort of what death is like. We go to sleep, and we wake up in a new room, in the strong and safe arms of Jesus. What a powerful example of what happens after the Christian dies. For some of us, we think of those loved ones who have woken up in the strong, safe arms of Jesus. Some of us think of family members, friends, or even ourselves dying or contemplating death. And we know we will wake up in the strong, safe arms of Jesus. That's the peace the resurrected Jesus gives to each one of us. And so may Easter echo those differences that are the victory of our faith, namely the power of God's Spirit. And then believing that Jesus is the Son of God because John said it and Jesus said it. And believing in Him even without seeing Him. And finally, through the peace He gives the disciples and us to overcome our doubts and our fears with faith. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all our human understanding continue to keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. And the people of God said, Amen.